At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Hold out here for a pill.
Yeah, ain't no
when he tryna get this money for the real.
I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. We're going to be recapping week 8, talking about some of the top scorers at each position. Let's get down to biz. Shout out to Stranger and the Houdet Nation. Toker1, what up? Said I would say Houdat, but everybody knows. Everybody knows where everybody be at or is at. Said Saints can't piss their way out of a paper bag right now. Oh man, is who was it who said he's like one game away from the paper bag ain't coming back? Papa J, what up? Big Bando, what up? Toker One, what up? Hey, Minnesota Martin, thanks for resubbing up on Twitch. You the man. You the man. Yeah, and CB did lots of scoring this week. Yeah, very, very interesting week when it was all said and done. St. Louis fan discount, good morning. In a full rebuild, would you trade DJ Moore and Jerry Jeudy and a 26 late first? Thank you in advance. Oh, four. Would I trade it for that? No, that's a horrible trade. I feel like you're getting like very, very little value on DJ Moore doing it that way. Savage Jeremy, the man, the myth, the legend. Appreciate you, my brother. What up, David? Boston Rebels. What a week for fantasy. You damn right. You damn right. What a week. And David said, bro, how about Jameis Winston? He killed it, man. He killed it doing Winston things. Eating those W's. Eating those W's, right? All right. And speaking of the QBs, why don't we just recap the QBs real quick while we're going here. So, Jalen Hurts, man, top QB on the week. And didn't even have 240 yards passing. What was his rushing for the day? It was those 3 rushing touchdowns. That's what it was. All that tush push stealing from Barkley. Such bullshit. Then you had Bo Nix, number 2. On the week, whew, he had a rushing TD as well. Panthers, man, they just love giving up top points to QBs. He did have 3 passing touchdowns as well. Kirk Cousins, number 3 on the week with his 4 passing touchdowns. Just like Stafford, number 4 on the week with his 4 passing touchdowns. Baker Mayfield, dude, threw the ball 50 times. 330 yards and 3 touchdowns. Ended up cracking the top 5. And Jameis Winston. Just below him, 334 yards, 3 touchdowns for Jameis Winston. And the Ravens, they shouldn't scare anybody. The Ravens have been giving up booty to all the positions. Lamar, there we go, killing it. Got 28. Herbert doing way better than I thought with 28. Had 2 passing touchdowns. Trevor Lawrence did better than Brock Purdy. How crazy is that? Trevor finishes with 27.32 points. Brock Purdy finishes with 27 on the nose. And Josh Allen, Kyler Murray right behind them. And, man, Jaden Daniels kind of, I mean, has that big, crazy, you know, touchdown to win the game. But you take that away, he doesn't really have the best game. He only scored 24 points. You take away that Hail Mary, I mean, that brings you to 18. I don't even know how many yards that was. Let's just say it was like 40 yards or something, somewhere around there. You know, that makes him under 200 yards passing. So that really like saved his day because he pretty much scored the same points as Mason Rudolph. That's pretty pretty crazy to think about. And all those players that we mentioned, we still got Patrick Mahomes coming up here. 262 yards. You threw that INT. And then Darnold and Rodgers right below those guys. Dak right below them. Dak, he did get 20 points, but, you know, just kind of whack on a week like this. I mean, 20 points was, let me see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 points this week was equivalent to QB 18, 19, and 20. And that's Dak, Bryce Young, and Jared Goff. So, I mean, not too shabby if 20 points is like the threshold for like a top 20 QB. I mean, that's not too bad at all. And JD5. I got JD5 on it. Let me see. Did I add it? I got five on it. Daniel said, currently the top scorer in my waivers league. Sorry, might be the only time I get to brag about it. Hey, man, good shit, bro. Good shit. Who are some of the guys who got you there? Boston Rebels, I'm 7-1. Do I trade Devonta and Jonathan Brooks for Nico? Probably. Hell yeah, CD killed it. Big Bando, which side would you rather have rest of the season? Kelsey and Hopkins, Garrett Wilson and Kraft. I mean, the Hopkins and Kelsey, but I also don't want to make this trade. Savage Jeremy Hawkinson back just in time for Gittles. Bye. Boom. Mario said Kevin Stefanski is a great coach. This proves it was all on Watson. I'm not going to say it's all on Watson, but yes, a big portion is. There's a lot of people that don't want to play for him. Like they proved it right there that they would rather play for someone else. So, you know, is it all Watson's fault? There's a leadership issue with the Browns. There's a huge leadership issue. And that starts with the coaches, starts with the front office and all that. It just proves no one's going to take Watson seriously as a man and a leader of men. Mario said Flacco could run this offense. Jameis could do it, but Watson can't. Well, yeah. A lot of issues. They're also not playing to like Watson's strengths either. Like that's like another thing that can't really be overlooked. They're playing to the exact opposite of Watson's strengths at the same time. And Savage Jeremy, I'll be at the Ravens Broncos game this weekend. Nice. Very nice.
Nice.
Boston Rebels, is Gibbs better than Walker rest of the season? I think it's going to be matchup based stuff. David, it was all CD. Man, CD's a killer. Tucker 1J, hell, I'm sure my nephew outscored Rattler this week. Oh, man. Yeah, we didn't even get that far down. He scored 6 points, 156 yards. And then he got pulled, right? David said a quarter of my points came from Lamb's fourth quarter. Man. Oh, he's in flag football. D-Wave said, good morning. Beat the number one team in the league by 35 points. Thanks to King Henry, Barkley underperforming. Kate Otten showed up in a big way. Nice, nice. Marty said, Jersey Mike or Jimmy John's today for lunch. Start one. Man, probably going Jimmy over Jersey. Big Bando said with Kirk out for the season, how much, if any, has Ingram stock rise? Probably nothing. Like if we're just, you know, if we're completely being honest, I mean, Kirk wasn't really doing like anything like at all, you know, like he's not stealing targets. He's not stealing looks, you know, just all of that. Like it is not, But, yeah, I am trying to find the list, see if I can find the list of all the of all the injury news from the week. But yeah, QB scoring was up this week for sure. Like I said, if you're in the top 20, you scored either 19 and some change or over 20 points. So that is that's no easy feat, that's for sure. All right. And yeah, why don't I just go through like the list of some of the injuries here? Cause yeah, it was ugly. David said Jersey Mike's always the answer. What up, Crispy? Savage Jeremy said National Tight End Day was scripted. I mean, it's like they gave all the best matchups to tight ends as well. It doesn't always happen that way. All right, here we go. I'm just gonna go in order of the like just the way that this list goes. So let's see, at least with the people that are actually like make a difference. Bears lost an offensive lineman. So did the Bengals. They lost Orlando Brown. He never came back. Dude, the Browns, they lost Denzel Ward and Joker. That would extremely change their defense if they don't have either of those guys. Dude, the Rico Dowdle shit, that shit fucking pissed me off. Had him starting in a couple places. It's like 4 o'clock and I'm like, I'm not even at home. And it's like Rico Dowdle's out. And then you're starting lineups. What the fuck? So annoying. For the Lions, Rodrigo, he was ruled out. Jordan Love for the Packers ruled out with the groin injury. Never came back. Stephon Diggs, knee injury, left and never came back. Fuck man. I hope it's not a torn ACL. So Christian Kirk, suffered the fractured collarbone. Yeah, that's rough, man. That's rough. Brian Thomas Jr. had a chest injury, left and did not return. Patrick Mahomes, he rolled his ankle, but didn't miss any snaps. Andy Reid saying he's fine. Fuck, for the Dolphins, Javon Holland, knee. He left the game. Didn't come back. Shout out to Johnny. What up, what up? Yeah, why is it not? It's because it's just from Sunday. Yeah, just because it's just from Sunday. That's why I wasn't showing the Vikings. But yeah, man, that was stupid in the last 10 seconds of the first half. Dude. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, yeah, Drake May. He got El Kinkesto, left and did not come back. Kendre Miller, hamstring injury, never came back. Same thing with Marshawn Lattimore, hamstring, never came back. For the Jets, C.J. Mosley, neck injury, left and never came back. For the Eagles, Darius Slay, groin injury, ruled out. Jordan Mason, damn, him and Debo, both left with shoulder and rib injuries, they say. Shoulder and shoulder and a rib injuries. For the Seahawks, Draymond Jones, shoulder injury, left, did not return. Sterling Shepard, hamstring injury, left and did not return. And then Lavonte David, ankle injury, left and did not return. So it was lame for this week's injuries, the guys who left the game and did not return. Crispy said, all of a sudden, everyone wants my Herbert. Yeah, all of a sudden, right? Price has gone up. Price has gone up. Yeah, Mason injury was whack as fuck. C.J. Mosley sucked. Toyota won. Cedric Tillman. Cedric Tillman, pick him up.
Pick him up!
And ZH said KDW so bad he got injured. Seahawks sucker. I got game scripted out. Yeah, it sucks when the game script ruins our fantasy players for a day. Like, it really sucks because, like, there's one thing you can't beat and it's the game script. And it sucks, man. It sucks. All right, well, there's the injuries and there's the QBs. Let's see. And money line mills says, cash my guy, hit a 14 leg parlay, 18 off of 20. Hey man, hell yeah. Let's pay it forward. Throw in the super chat. Let's get it. All right, let's smoke. What up, Frazil? Winston won me my week. 3-5 now. Let's go. And who was the choices? Who is the choices? Because I don't remember who your choices were on the QB, but now I'm very curious. Who are those choices on QB? Big Band, I got Ingram. Need a little upgrade, a wide receiver. Would you move Kelsey for Garrett Wilson and just stay put? I'd stay put. Like, I'd stay put on that trade specifically. Not saying don't make a move, just I don't want to trade Kelsey. just need to see if I can what? If I can upgrade. Davis said Tillman and his 38 points already on my bench. And Marty, haven't seen a QB top out. What for being tired like AR5? What? Say that again. Say that again. Haven't seen a QB top out for being. Yeah. Say it again. Put it again. Johnny said, all I need is 75 from neighbors tonight for an upset in the 22. Hey.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah. And Savage Jeremy is Tillman legit. Don't need a wide receiver, but to steal him from my league. I mean, for sure, man. Like, why? Yeah. Like, there's like nobody else over there. It's like him and Judy, you know? This lighter is done, Donna. And yeah, what was that? Read it again. And Jared got the dub. There we go. 7-1. Let's go. Let's get it. Jared squeaked it out. Oh, Marty said Richardson had to come out for a play because he was tired. Okay. Interesting, right? Savage Jeremy just dropped Kirk. I mean, he's out for the season, so yeah, fractured. Was it fractured collarbone? Did they say, or broken collarbone? Which one was it? Fractured, right? Yeah, fractured collarbone, out for the season. And Johnny, I traded Tillman and Otten for Scary Terry before the season. Felt really smart until the past couple weeks, man. In a dynasty, right? I'm assuming. And Frazil, my choice for QB was Murray, Drake May, and Murray starting. But the 420 crew coming in the clutch picked up Winston and dropped May. And seeing like May was doing so good, and like it just it ended up kind of just working out perfectly. But good shit, bro. See, and you even didn't you even say it? Championship move. Like, you got to make moves like that. Like, if you would have played, I don't know if you would have played like Murray, what the difference would have been like if you would have lost or anything, but it was a difference. I guess it was a difference of 4 points, not an insane amount, but still, who knows? Antonio, what up, bro? And David said, I got to figure out a Kirk replacement to put in my flex. Only have a Dunze 2-2 Singletary on the bench. I mean, Kirk's been doing so bad that kind of anybody should be able to fit that bill. So I say, yeah, it was more of a win now move, and the offense only number one. Still happy with it for sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, Scary Terry doesn't have like an insane game like yesterday or anything, but, you know, like, let's see, what was it yesterday? What do you have yesterday? 17.5. I mean, 125 yards, no touchdown or nothing. But super solid nonetheless. How much glue does does Caleb Williams eat? Did he switch to the hard stuff? Man, you know what's so stupid? I wonder if there's truth to it. Do you remember like earlier in the week they said that Caleb Williams bought a whole bunch of like rubber ducks? And they had Jaden Daniels like jersey on it or something. And it said that he was ducking him. Bet you wish now that he would have ducked you, huh? Might have won that game. Because I doubt Marcus Mariota is doing that. Also, just just crazy how that shit happens. Big Bando, Ridley owner, dropped him right before the week started. How much fab you think I should drop on him? Shit, a whole bunch, a shitload, 50% at least. Gonna be at the Jets game this Sunday. I'm about to drop a shitload of money on the Texans money line. So no matter what, you'd be feeling good. And he's, oh, is this Thursday? Yeah, I'm so not even in next week's schedule yet. Let's see. Yeah. Jets, Texans, let's go. On Halloween. Yeah, I won't be streaming that night. But yeah, that's gonna be super cool, man. Gonna be super cool. When's the last Jets game you went to, Antonio? Did you even go to one last year? I know I probably wouldn't have wanted to, but for sure you went at least 2 years ago. But yeah, did you go to one last year? And now Kirk is out. Yeah. Christian Kirk, done data for the season. Savage Jeremy Sutton going to keep it up. I don't think we can count on that. Who do they got this week? They got the Ravens. I'm not going to say he's not going to keep it up. The Ravens have been giving a shitload of points up to the wide receivers, man. This past week. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's a turnaround get right game for the Ravens because the Ravens are at home. But they've been giving up a bunch of points in the secondary. Trap game. And Frizzo said, thinking about keeping the championship moves going and picking up Carr. Start him this week versus the Panthers if he plays. If he actually plays versus the Panthers, it's a good matchup. It's a good matchup. Moneyline Mills is cash to Texans. Texans got 3 games in 10 days. Yeah. Yeah, like that's just one of those things. Like it seemed, and no Diggs. I mean, Nico, I doubt there's no way Nico's coming back this week, right? I know Antonio is doing it more for mental health, betting on the Texans money line than anything. But the 3 games in 10 days and probably no Diggs, no Nico. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the Texans even stand a chance versus the Jets on a short week. Can we drop DJ Moore now? I mean, you could have been dropped him if you wanted to. They got the Cardinals coming up this week. Let's see. 3 out of 4 weeks, 27 yards or under. Yeah, man. I mean, they've had some bad games. The 49ers on bye. We still spent a bench spot. Fab on Guarendo. I think he's a one-hit wonder. And even then, did he even hit that good? Because what were his points? Yeah, 19, 85 in a tug. Versus like the worst run D in the league. Any news on Diggs? Nothing yet. Damn, haven't been to a game since Fitzmagic was the QB. I mean, that's when it was fucking, that's when it was just straight magic over there. Who was it? Brandon Marshall. Fuck. Who was the other guy? The white dude. Damn it. Put it in the chat, Antonio. Who the fuck was the other guy? I'm spacing on it, but that was like fantasy gold right there. We loved it. And I don't know why I cannot think of his fucking name to save my life. And as you said, bro, in the right angle cam, you look so different. I mean, different angles. I don't know. Different light. Different. I mean, even though I'm literally sitting in the same spot, different lighting. She said, damn, I spent $150 to fix my PS5. Needs a liquid metal paste. Red zone because I had it vertical. We found out that's bad for them. Yeah, I've never wanted to put it vertical. I always felt that like fucks it up on purpose. Frizzell, we holding McMillan or drop? I mean, you can hold them, but you definitely ain't playing them. Eric Decker, there we go. Thank you, Eric Decker. Could not think of that name to save my life. That was when the Jets, I mean, that was the last time the Jets were like super fantasy gold. Like, because you had all three of those guys, B. Marsh, Fitzmagic, Eric Decker. You could add any of those guys and they were killing it for you. Jets defense is trash. Jets offense basically continue to fade the Jets. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Fitzmagic made a few appearances that year. Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get over to the running backs. Finish this bowl here. James Cook. There's so many people who wanted to sit out James Cook. You really don't sit your running backs versus the Seahawks. A-Chain and Jacobs. Crazy how a lot of people like were like not like were contemplating not playing Jacobs. Damn near everybody who asked me, I said start because they're going against the Jaguars. Sergio Mix-a-Lot. We already know what's happening with him. Ramondre, you motherfucker. Ramondre, you motherfucker. Ends up finishing as the top five. Gets 20 carries again. Only has 48 yards. So, I mean, really has like nothing on the ground, but those two touchdowns made it look real good. Real good. Kyren killed it. B-Rob over 20. Gibbs over 20. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 running backs over 20 points this week. Looking solid. Looking solid. Savage Jeremy Tillman added. Going to put Deontay on the IR. Just to add Sutton. Make my wide receiver room. Said needy motherfuckers pay high. Yeah. That's where you got to be making those moves, man. And Frizzo, I kind of want to start Winston again against the Chargers, but I don't know. I wouldn't be scared about starting Winston. I really would not be scared against Winston. As he said, eight RBs over 20, and Henry wasn't one of them. I mean, shit, there's a lot of RBs that weren't one of them. I mean, Montgomery, not JK, not Connor, not Henry, not. Yeah, Barkley, not. I mean, Barkley scored less than Henry. Walker barely scored 11. Yeah, it was good for the top end, like RBs, but a lot of mid-level ones. I mean, there's still, I mean, Henry still got you 15. Well, 14.7, so if we're splitting hairs there. But still, a lot of bad games for a lot of people. Henry got his touchdown, man. Henry got his touchdown. He's still keeping his streak. This is 8 games in a row. I'm not even going back to last season, but 8 games in a row as a Baltimore Raven that he's gotten a touchdown in. And 3 multi-touchdown games so far. That Jets team had Revis Island. I mean, Revis was over there for a lot of years, making a lot of difference over there. I don't know if he's one of the best, like, well, I know he's one of the best. I don't know if he's the best ever, but man, the type of players that he was shutting down, it was like just insane, man. Insane. Said nobody biting on getting one in Joku and Ferguson. We're just going to play the matchups. What do you mean? Explain that again. I kind of didn't understand that, but, remember how I told everybody to sit Ferguson? What did Ferguson end up getting for the week? 7. Shit, 8 targets, still only had 7 points. And Njoku, man, great matchup. Great matchup. I'm in a 10-man league, ranked 2nd. 5 people are 5-2. League so competitive. Wow, how many people are in it? Henry's combined his dreads into one again. Nick, what up on Twitch? Would you give up Josh Jacobs, a new follower? What up, bro? Would you give up Josh Jacobs and DK for A-Chain and Debo? Nah, I don't want to do that. Yeah, Savage Jeremy, you could argue Revis for real for sure if you wanted to. Yeah. Definitely. Anybody who doesn't is just like, you either don't know football or you're just like blindly hating on him, because he's definitely one of the best to ever do it. And yeah, there should be an argument for him being like the best, especially during a couple of those seasons. Like, man, I mean, just like, didn't matter how good you were. You could be the best wide receiver in the NFL, and Revis is going to shut you down, because he did it to some of the best, if not like, it's like Andre Johnson. And I remember Chad Ochocinco was talking about it, and like, yeah. And Moneyline Mills 10. I mean, that's the thing, man. Almost all 10 man leagues are super competitive. That's why I had to get out of these 10 man leagues. Cause it's like every year, like everybody is just super good. Cause it's super easy for everybody to just get top end guys. And yeah, JT did look good. Big Bando Rebels had one of the most dominant shutdown stretches in NFL history. Yeah, Revis. Yep. Hell yeah. That's for damn sure. Just that one year. Like literally just that one year. What was that? Was that 2010 or 2011? Can't even remember what year it was. But like, man, where he literally shut down everybody. Every single wide receiver that he played. Shut them completely down. Hey, hey, King D, shout out to the LBC. What up, brother? And Savage Jeremy have both wanted to trade one, but nobody wants a top tight end. I mean, you know how it goes. Like, people want them, but they don't at the same time. Nobody wants, I mean, everybody wants everybody, but nobody wants to pay. And Brazil Texans got to be the most stressful 6-2 team. Yeah, you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So playing the better matchup between the two from now on. I mean, shit, pretty much from every tight end out there, you're playing the better matchup. Yeah, definitely. And really it's like 49ers, like specifically, they're like the worst, like probably one of the worst matchups that you can have for tight ends, you know, like the Jets, one of the worst matchups that you can have for tight ends. Fucking Titans, like they got so lucky that, I mean, Laporta got so lucky that they let fucking Montgomery throw it to him instead of Goff, because if it was Goff throwing it to him, he never would have got that touchdown. I mean, there's just a couple that, like, you just don't even want to play your tight end against. Like, you got to get lucky. Andre said, my QB now, Caleb and Cousins. Should I trade one of Cup, Brian Thomas Jr., or Higgins for a QB? Or just keep streaming? I mean, like, why are you streaming when you have Cousins and he's been doing good for like a while now? Like, Cousins was literally just one of the top QBs like on the week. So I said, Fergie had a bunch of catches on tight end premium. He's still okay for leagues like me, but they're all 5-yard catches tops. Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, in the tight end premium leagues, he wasn't horrible. You know, I mean, regular leagues, I mean, 7 points. I mean, that's not horrible for the tight ends, but like on a week like this, whereas like all the tight ends were eating, like, you know, like it was kind of horrible. Augusto, Marabees, or Hall, come on, Chase Brown, Dobinson, I'm going for Barkley. He wants a wide receiver and a running back. He's 1-7. Do it, bro. Just don't give up your top. Don't give up your top guys. Should give up 3 players for Barkley if they're not your top guys. Big Bando said that one year his numbers every game were crazy. Yeah, literal shutdown. Like, not even giving up like 30 yards to the best wide receivers in the league. Like, just, yeah. Bro was locking down Randy, Steve Smith. Like, yeah. Yeah, that one year. I can't remember what it was. I think it was 2010 is what I'm thinking. About to watch some Revis highlights on break, man. The GOAT. Hell yeah. Bro, Sir drops us by 1 point. Oh, to the high scoring team. That shit sucks. That shit sucks. As he said, tight end position. Yeah, worst matchup you can have is for the tight ends. Yeah. Definitely. Jared said, I'm going to drop Darnold for Winston. Let's see. Who's Darnold play this week, though? Got the Colts this week. I don't know. Oh no. And Mini Moneymaker said, yeah, I just traded Swift, Cup, Richardson for Reek and Baker. Finally got rid of Richardson. I get Reek with it. It's a 1RB league. I have a Kyren CMC. Nice. Not too shabby. Chubb in London for Barks if they'll take it. I mean, yeah, if they'll take it. I don't know why he would take it, but yeah. 08 or 09. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm pretty sure 2009 and 2010 were the years that they made it to the AFC Championship. So I feel like it was one of those years. And I'm pretty sure those were the years that LT was on the teams also. And I'm being from San Diego, like LT is like probably my favorite like football player of all time. And man, it sucked to see him killing it on the Jets. Sir Drop, I still got that McBride knot on. Which one should I shop? Whichever one someone will pay more for. Like, McBride's the better one, so you should be trying to shop Otten and keeping McBride. Z, when does Reek return to score 20 every other game? I mean, if you're saying every other game, I mean, that means it'll be this game. They got the Bills this week. I don't know. I don't know. And Mini Moneymaker went to last night, projected to win with CD for like 2 touchdowns, 100 yards. Oh, man, you're going against CD. That sucks. Phil Brian Thomas Jr. about to get an MRI on the ribs. Didn't know he was hurt. Yeah, I shouted out a little bit earlier. He left during the game. And Chris, we said, I've been getting lucky in the 32. You bastard, man. Literally, like, I don't know if you're the highest scoring team on the fucking week, but like, man, some bullshit, bro, that I had to go against you and your team just like completely went off. Uh-oh. Fuck. Oh, man. These vampire leagues, they're sucking up my life. I totally forget to always forget to fucking turn the teams off. So many things to do, so little time. Now from the Kovetsky killers, got to drop Tillman. Now I got to go lock all the other ones. God damn it. All right, sorry guys, bear with me for a sec. I gotta go lock all these vampire leagues here. Thought I already did it. I did not. And CB Dizzle, move scores 3.10. I'm done for the week. You think I'll be straight? I mean, 3.10 is like nothing. But the one thing that that you got going in your favor is seems like Russ likes the other guy. That's what's kind of crazy. The what's his name? Washington. So you better just hope that he throws it to Washington. Because the Giants are pretty bad amongst the tight ends. All right, locked all the vampire leagues. There we go. Bo Nix is killing it. I mean, he's been good matchups though. Yeah, but Bo Nix is scammed. Denver will regress, scoring only field goals. Yeah, I mean, they will. Chris, we said I drafted heavy IDP in the 32. Is that what even helped you get the win? I hope that I scored high enough to be above the median. I don't know if I did or not. I don't know if 140 is enough. Oh, right below it. Right below it. Foyola Kuhn, Montez Sweat, and N'Kobe Dean. Yeah. Yeah, you guys killed it, man. They killed it. I mean, you can't score 200 points without everybody on your team killing it. And, yeah, for the most part, everybody did. Yeah, and for the most part, everybody sucked balls on my team. Let me see. Yeah, I was contemplating starting Josie Jewell, but, I mean, he only got 5 more points than either one of the linebackers that I started. Both linebackers got 14, so. Yeah, really, Adam scoring 14, Dub scoring 13, Henry scoring 18. I mean, you know, with all your guys, like, completely going off. And Tony, we got the second highest score on the 32 man. So for week 8, not too bad. Thanks, CD. Yeah, let me see. Was Crispy legit the top scoring team? I see Toy. Damn, Zoo Crew. Oh, shit. Man, we have a couple people over 200 this week, but not that many. Let me see how many. 5 teams score over 200, and I had to play one of them. The bad luck there. Bullshit. It's going to get interesting when we get down to these divisional games. Aw, man. Thanos. Did Thanos win? Ooh, Thanos is going to lose. Ghost Monkey's beating him. Good. So I still stay hovering around first. Let's see. Where's the Raiders Jack? Let's see if he's winning or losing. Raider Jack is about to lose to Jerry Swallows if Tracy and Deshaun Elliott put up more than 12 points. Crazy fucking week. Crazy fucking week. And Z say you should consider vasectomy surgery. You can't suck balls, man. I've been there, right? Right? He said, I changed my team name off to Graham. So you're probably thinking, why would he do that? Well, because nobody beats off to Graham. You savage. John said, what up, Hustler? Wipe my feet on the way in. You the man. I appreciate you. If you don't know what John means by that, he hits the like button on the way in. Just show love to the stream, guys, because that's the way you show love for free to the stream is by hitting that like button. Helps more people find it. Appreciate you guys. This bowl's for you, John. Let's get it.
Let me hit that ball.
All right, let's jump over to the wide receivers. CD Lamb, whoo, 42 points, killing it. Ladd McConkey, all of a sudden, 2 touchdowns. Tillman, all of a sudden, 99 yards, 2 touchdowns. Those were the 3 high scoring wide receivers on the week. Marvin Harrison, all of a sudden, 111 and a fucking touchdown. Josh Downs, because of that crazy-ass touchdown. He still had 9 targets, though. 109 and a tug. Ridley, whoo! 15 targets. That's what we want to fucking see. 143 yards. And then Devonta Smith. He was right up there with 21. Jamar Chase, 20. Mooney, 20. Shakira, 20. Justin Jefferson, 20. Really, 19.5. They rounded it up. But, yeah, a lot of guys over 100 yards this week. Let's see. How many wide receivers went over 100? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 wide receivers went over 100 yards this week. And Tillman, 1 yard away. 1 yard away. So it's a really good scoring week. Olave, Flowers, both up there with 19. Puka, 18. Coleman, 18. This fucking Jalen Coker, motherfucker. Almost 18. Chris, we said, who thought Noah Brown would get 21 in the 32? I have no idea. Was someone going crazy in the chat about that or something? I don't know. Let me see. I don't even see anything about that in there. I don't see anything. Oh, he's on your team. Well, who did you? What did you make a call or something on Noah Brown? Oh, you're saying who thought? Oh, yeah. 73 yards and a touchdown. Some bullshit. Was he? He was the one who caught the that, huh? Yeah, he totally was. Crispy just had everything going right for him. Yeah, you don't start people in the 32 league because you think they're going to ball out. You start them because it's like desperate moves. Pats just traded Uche to the Chiefs. Oh, man, that's why he was a healthy scratch? Chiefs have like one of the worst pass rushes in the league right now. And when, what's his name? Yeah, it doesn't even say what the doesn't even say the terms. I'm sure it's cheap though. Interesting. Yeah, because that's how the Chiefs are going to win more, by getting more pass rush, right? Like, man, that's a big issue for them right now. All right. Tight ends on National Tight End Week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dude, 5 tight ends scored over 20 points. What? John said, your thoughts on the top 2 or 3 waiver wires this coming week. I haven't even jumped in yet, but it's probably, I mean, Tillman, like, easily. Jameis Winston, I mean, those, like, easily right there. And Jackson, I got to drop one between Braylon Allen, Bigsby, D-Hop, Ladd, Hawk. Braylon Allen, man. 2026 sixth round pick. Okay, so nothing. Pretty much nothing for Uche. And KJ was good, everyone. Should I pick up Cedric Tillman off waivers this week? Drop McMillan? Of course, dude. If you don't, someone else is going to. Better put in that claim. Start Brown because Higgins was out. See? Lucky motherfucker. You bastard. Oh, man. Snag 2K. Should I pick up Ridley or Shakir? Both. Putting claims on both are going to be two of the highest waiver wire guys out there. Everybody is going to be going after guys like that right now. Everybody is. All right. John said, although Richardson played a little better, should I drop him for Winston? I would. I would have been dropped him. Yeah, and what did Richardson even get? Didn't even mention him on the top QBs. What do you finish with? Where the fuck is he? Oh, there he is. 175 touchdown interception. Bro. Dude, remember when I keep saying that Richardson is not a good thrower of the ball? He threw the ball 32 times. I want anybody to guess how many completions they think Anthony Richardson got out of 32 attempts. No cheating. I definitely wouldn't have got this right. No cheating. How many completions did Richardson throw yesterday? He had 32 attempts. Toker1J said maybe 18. Let's get a couple more guesses in there. And Johnny said, I cheated already. It's silly, though. Okay. thanks for not throwing in the answer. Anybody with any guess, 32 attempts for an NFL quarterback, how many completions did he have? Give it another second. Yeah, I don't trust Flowers versus Denver. It's kind of hard to. I mean, they're going to move him around a lot, and I don't think Sertan's going to follow him. Like, that's the one thing that we got. Zucru said 13, 14, 12. And Zucru, you're going in the right direction. 10, 10, 10. He threw the ball 32 times and had 10 completions. Know how many completions he had last week? 10. 10. Dude, like what? This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. You ready for this? Here's an even crazier stat just by looking at this. He's played 6 games this year, right? He got hurt in one of them, okay? I'm still just calling the facts the facts. He's only had one game out of his 6 games this year where he had more than 10 completions. 5 out of his 6 games, he has 10 completions or less. That is fucking insane. Like, even as bad as I thought he was, that just proves how horrible of a thrower of the ball he is. Like, even that first week when he had 31 points, he only had 9 completions. It was those 2 big ass, super big touchdowns. Dude, it was Green Bay where he threw the ball 34 times. That's the most that he's thrown, 34 times, and he completed 17 of them, 50%. Like 9 for 19, 17 for 34, 10 out of 20, 3 out of 4. That was the one where he got hurt. 10 out of 24, 10 out of 32. The completion percentage is so shitty this year. What does that even equate to? 59. He's not even averaging 10 completions a game. Completion rate right now. 44%. What? 44% completion rate. And people still try to say he's good, right, Toyota One?
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
Dude, anybody who tries to defend Anthony Richardson is only playing in those 4-point passing touchdown leagues and is not actually looking into the stats at all. At all. 4 passing touchdowns on the year. 2 of them came in that first game. 1 rushing touchdown on the year. It's bad. It's bad. And I don't need to take victory laps on being right on a guy like Anthony Richardson. But this is why, when it comes to like quarterbacks coming out, if all they talk about is their athletic ability, and they never talk about their arm, whether it's their arm strength, their arm accuracy, or anything like that, that is a red flag. It always was to me, and we're seeing it right now on display, that he is not a good thrower of the ball. He is not. Not at all. His rushing keeps his floor up, but he still has 3 games out of his 6 where he did not crack double digits, and 5 out of his 6 games, he did not even score 13 points. Whew. Man, so anybody who was here and you knew Anthony Richardson was not the guy to draft, we stayed the course and we did the right thing, and we did not draft Anthony Richardson, and it's someone else getting screwed over by him right now. That is insane that he's not even averaging 10 completions a game through 6 games, and that only 1 game out of his 6 does he have more than 10 completions. That is insane. And he hasn't even really been running it a lot either. Like, that's another thing. It's like he ran it so much that he got fucked up, and like, he's still not rushing it that much. I mean, he shouldn't be. But fucking crazy, man. Fucking crazy. Frizzell said expected, not confirmed, is what they announced. Oh, okay, okay. Oh, should I trade Flowers for Deontay Johnson? No. I don't want him. He's sore like, oh man, he said instead of Richardson, Porson instead of Richardson. What up, Wes? I don't think I drafted one busted AR stock. He said you were right not to pick him up. Man, I mean, that was one of the, it was a hard stance because everybody in this fantasy football industry was all over Anthony Richardson's nuts. How many times was I posting about or telling you guys about rankings where like Richardson was top two, top three, some people even having him as the number one fantasy quarterback. And like every time I saw that, I had to talk shit about it. And I had to say, this is why you guys don't follow people like that, because they're going off of fucking hype, not off of anything that makes fucking sense. Flash said Uncle Rico could do better than that bum. I mean, shit, like, you ain't lying. The Giant said, I feel like I'm a great passer. He said, I've been playing QB my whole life. I'm just different QB from everybody else. AR, when asked about his completion percentage, when was that, Johnny? Tell me when that he said that. Wes said, besides the Saints getting embarrassed, I had the best week in fantasy and getting smashed four parlays yesterday. Boom. Christian said, dude wasn't even looking at the stats trying to send me Kittle and Rico for Bowers and Herbert. Damn it. Super Draft Dynasty. Damn it. Ooh, Brian Thomas Jr. out 2 to 4 weeks. Well, he can kiss his rookie of the year goodbye. Even if he was actually going to, seems like he would be somewhat competing in there. Bees, what up, bro? PJ, the shocking truth, Jameis Winston is the MVP. Bees, did you hear me talking shit about Anthony Richardson right now? I was so right about him. 5 out of his 6 games, he has 10 completions or less. And 5 out of his 16 games, he has less than 13 points. So glad I didn't draft him anywhere. I'm so mad about the one place that I actually have drafted him in the Dynasty last year. Quincy said, someone dropped JSN. Would you drop Pop for him? A Douglas for him. Pop Douglas. Yeah. Toker 1J, I'm in one league and I haven't checked the settings, but none of it makes sense. Well, tell me what's not making sense about it. He said, no, I missed the trash talk, but back the truck up. Back it up one time for Richardson. Johnson, thoughts on Stevenson? Every time I start him, he gives me goose eggs. Every time I bench him, he goes off. Dude, it makes no sense, man. Like, it really doesn't. And it's like, it's the Patriots. Like, they're doing a lot of shit that doesn't make sense. Like, okay, yeah, games where we're close, let's not give Stevenson 20 touches. But games where, I mean, I don't know. And I know that they were fucking, like, it's not like they weren't, like, in the game, like, they fucking won, you know, but it's like, you don't think that you would be more in the games and fucking winning if, like, Ramondre wasn't getting these 20 carries every single fucking game? Like, that part I don't understand. Like, just give him the ball. Give him the fucking ball. Like, every game, he is literally the best fucking player that you have on your offense. Like, so it's the Patriots, man. It's the fucking Patriots. Because I sat Stevenson every fucking where yesterday. And I know that that cost me games. I know that it did. Man, motherfucker. And Frizzell said, which team do you think Deontay Johnson gets traded to? Might try to trade him. Ravens, like, there could be one. I always try to think, like, I swear, like, these teams don't want to do, like, inner conference trade. So, like, I just, every time I assume, I'm always assuming the opposite conference. So I'm assuming AFC. And, like, I don't think he's getting paid, like, all that much. You know, like, maybe the Chiefs make a move for him. Maybe the fucking Bills make a move for him. Maybe it is the Ravens. They got some cap space. Who else? It'd be funny if he went to the Steelers. I don't think that would happen, but it's like, it's funny just to say, like, it would happen. Who else? Jags. What about the Jaguars? Yeah. I mean, they have no real reason to like trade. What about the Texans? What about the Texans and all of their injuries? What if Diggs really is fucked for the year? God, I hope not. I really, really hope not. But what if he is fucked for the year? Hey, Corey. What up, my brother? Bees, man. I'd want to ask you that, motherfucker. Like, dude, how? How is Derrick Henry only getting 11 touches like in a game? Like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? You're out coaching yourself, Harbaugh. I don't give a fuck what you say. You out coached yourself. Fucking lost that game because of the fucking horrible fucking plays and not adjusting. Like, why was there no halftime adjustments? They fucking Browns lost their two best defenders. Like, what? Two out of their three best defenders because Garrett was still out there. Johnny said the story came out morning this early from the AP. It was a post-game interview, according to this article. What? He said that this week? He said that this week about his 44% completion percentage? That he tried to spin it into a positive? Man. And Tucker One said, Jaden Daniels, rookie of the year. I've been preaching it since the offseason. As long as he doesn't miss any time, I don't even know how anybody. I mean, Caleb is making a case for it right now. But Jaden Daniels, I mean, you know, the highest completion percentage by a rookie and like just all these little things that he's been doing along the way. And then beating Caleb right now. Nobody can say that that's not going to make a difference. Nobody can say that that's not going to make a difference because the one time they face each other, Jaden Daniels wins it in crazy Hail Mary fashion. Going for it on fourth down with 3 minutes left in the game now is stupid. I mean, it was stupid that they couldn't get it. How about that? And PJ said, I was 100% on board with you with A. Rich, but 100% okay with people saying he was a league winner because that advice makes me a league winner. And see, and like, you know, I'm not going to be able to reach everybody. I can only reach my friends. I can only reach the people that are here. You know, and I mean, I don't know. I posted this. I was posting all offseason in that group about how much Richardson is going to ruin people's fantasy seasons. And there were so many people telling me that I was so dumb. So dumb. Like, have you watched Richardson play? Do you know that on a snap per snap basis, he scored the most points out of anybody in the league? Like, all these stupid ass things. It's like, okay, Mr. fucking ESPN, because you heard it from fucking someone on the ESPN pod. Oh, man. So funny how people were like so like for sure about Richardson. So fucking for sure about Richardson. Made no sense. And yeah, he played one game last year. See, PJ, like, that's why it's like you had to go with snap per snap more points than anybody. Because he had like no snaps. Oh man, it's like, yeah, it's so funny how people like, but like, you know, it's true, snap for snap he had the most, but like the less snaps you have, the easier it is to actually make that happen. Because the more snaps you have, the more non-scoring plays that you're gonna have. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't get how people actually fucking said that shit. And Giants, as a Pats fan, I encourage everyone never draft Pats for fantasy. I mean, fuck, man. Especially Ramondre Stevenson, you motherfucker. Because in the games you're supposed to do good, you don't. In the games you're supposed to do bad, you do good. And B says, score another loss for Harbaugh coaching BS fucking assholes. Yeah, man. Like, that was... It's not like the Browns weren't out there fucking playing, you know, they were, and Winston caught the defense off guard, but man, I mean, Ravens are supposed to have one of the best defenses in the league, and their defense has been hella suspect. Like, the Ravens, you know what I say about the Ravens when I'm talking about opponents? Start the tight ends, start the quarterbacks, start the wide receivers. Like, it's crazy that, like, everybody except the running backs are, the Ravens are a smash play. Like, right now in fantasy. Like, that's how we know something is going fucking on, right? That something is going on wrong over there. And Corey, shout out again if you didn't hear me. And Chris said, people talking shit about the Ravens losing to Winston's. Obviously the best quarterback on the team. And maybe not the best quarterback on the team, but how about the best quarterback for the team? And CB Diz Uche traded for a bag of chips. I mean, he's probably not worth more than a bag of chips, though, if we're being honest. Giants said Chargers could make a play for Deontay too. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it. Yeah, you're not lying. You ain't lying. What's their record right now? 4-3. You know, this. Look at the East. Every team is 2-5 or 2-6, except the Bills. the Chargers in the AFC West. Talking mad shit about the AFC West, saying that's the worst division in football. Right. The Raiders are the only ones with a losing record. The AFC North, you got the Steelers in first, then you got the Ravens in second at 5-3. Both others have losing records. And then the Texans and the Colts. Colts are at 500 right now at 4-4, and the Texans are at 6-2. So let's see. Let's just say if everything ended today, what would the records be? So it would be the Chiefs at number one, the Bills. And the Texans would be, we'll just put them at 2-3. I don't even care about splitting hairs right now. Those guys are the 2-3 seeds. And then the Ravens and the Broncos. So that would be, so 2-3. And then, so that would be the 4-5 seeds. And then, wait. No, totally messed up on that. Hold on. No. Okay. So no, the Steelers would be number four. Okay, that would be number four. And then it would be the Broncos and the Ravens at 5-6. And then it would be the Chargers at 7. And then the Colts would be right there at 8. And the Chargers, they're 4-3. Colts are 4-4. So that's crazy. Colts are a top 8 team record-wise right now. And like a fringe playoff team as of right this second. And Chargers are the number 7 seed as of right this second. Let's go check the NFC. So the Lions would be the number 1 seed in the NFC. But check this out. Washington's the number 2 seed at 6-2. Falcons would be the number 3 seed, and the Cardinals would be the number 4 seed as of now. I'm not sure how the tiebreakers work, but the NFC West, it's 3-4-4 teams, and then the Rams are 3-4. B said, what happened to Diggs? Bro, his knee. I haven't heard any news about him, but, you know, sometimes when we hear the knee, we assume the worst, you know, and so I'm kind of assuming the worst right now. It kind of sucks. Let's see, the Packers at 6-2. They would be the number 5. They're the 5 seed on paper right now. The Eagles at 5-2, they would be the 6th seed. And then, damn, it's crazy. And then the 49ers, Seahawks, and the Bucks. Those 3 teams are all tied 4-4, so they would be the 7, 8, and 9 seeds over there. Interesting. And then you got the Cowboys at 3-4. Oh, wait, no. I'm totally fucking wrong. All right, hold on. I got to redo this. Okay. So Lions would be number 1. The Washington would be number 2. Falcons would be number 3. And the Cardinals would be number 4 as of right now. And then you have the Packers, Vikings, and the Eagles all at 6-2 and 5-2. So as of right now, the playoff race is a little bit thinner for the NFC, because the top 7 teams have 2 losses or less. I mean, minus the Cardinals and the Falcons. Okay, sorry. Because it's the Packers and the Vikings. I mean, shit. And the Bears. Shit. Actually, I mean, the Bears, they're at 4-3 right now, so they're even ahead of all those 4-4 fucking teams right there, like the Niners and the Seahawks and the Bucks. Damn, NFC North. Who would have thought that the NFC North would be the best division in football? They don't have one losing team as of right now. 6-1, Lions, 6-2, Packers, 5-2, Vikings, and the 4-3 Bears. Whew. Crazy. Crazy.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Yeah, you ain't lying. Bees think flowers for Deontay would be a good trade, or flowers is better. I wouldn't even want to trade one for the other. I really wouldn't. Toker won top scoring teams every week is around 115 points. Boston Rebels, I'm 7-1. Do I make a trade? Mixon and Nico for Derrick Henry and Higgins. I'm going to hold on a trade like that. If I'm 7-1, the only type of trade that I want to make is where I trade depth for a stud. Okay? Depth for a stud. Two or three players for one boss player. You should not be making any other trades other than that. Don't get cute. Don't mess with the formula right now. Full PPR up by 11 points. Has Najee left? Am I cooked? I mean, probably, but, you know, you can hope and pray. Christy said Caleb can't get the ball to his playmakers. Yeah, he's been, Washington's playing a little bit better than they have been, though. Corey said his tank wide receiver one. I mean, he's going to be their wide receiver one. B said in the first 3 minutes they went for it. On the three, did not get it. We lost by 5 in field goal range. Yeah, it's kind of lame, man. John said, what running back can I get Stevenson? Can I get for Stevenson and Cedric Tillman? You need to go scout your league, man. Go scout your league and see who's towards the bottom of the league who needs depth. Tucker one said, you're not dumb. You just got the right smoke that gives you the insight. You damn right. You damn right. Also, Tucker stopped practicing, I think. What? He watched over some highlights all season and said, practice. We're talking about practice. Talking about practice. Hamilton's a disappointment in some ways. He is, but he's also making a lot of plays like out there as well. For sure. Augusto, what up? Do you trade Deontay and Kamara for Saquon? If the person would actually accept it, sure. Or Ridley or Jennings, shit. And all of the above, any of them. any of them if you can get Saquon. Only six leagues. You got to get those numbers up. Those rookie numbers. Oh, man. He said how Richardson ain't worth the sweat off my balls. Hell no, man. Hell no. Said, fuck, I got a team that got so fucked this week. Still 7-1, though. Hell yeah, bees. Got to weather the storm. And Fantasy Dog, thanks for being the number 17 like. Let's get more likes. And PJ said, by the way, how shitty are the Cowgirls? Dak and CD got all their points in garbage time. Yeah, I mean, it's their defense is garbage. The running game is horrible. And their run defense, specifically on defense, is horrible. And it's like, if you can't win in the trenches, you ain't winning nothing. That is like that. That's why the NFL is like so good compared to every other fucking level that you could play at for football. Any other professional level, any other fucking NCAA and all that. Like, cause like there are not that many teams that have stacked O-line and stacked D-line. You can run the fuck all over everybody and nobody can run the fuck on you. You know, like that is so rare in anywhere that the NFL is the only place that you might even have that. And even more often than not, you don't even have that in the NFL because it's so hard, man, because there's not that many good linemen to go around. Not like it's so hard to be an elite lineman. So hard. And Johnny said, wow, the NFC is way better this year. We had way better than last year for sure with the top heavy teams as well. It's like the real shitty teams are like real shitty, like the Panthers, real shitty. The Saints, real shitty. The Giants, real shitty, you know, but it's like, then you just got the mid-level shit, like 49ers, you know, being 4-4. I'm sure every 49ers fan would say that that's shit for them. The Seahawks, after starting off as good as they did, they've gone to shit. The Bucks, you know, like, we'll see what happens and how this team is going to fare without Godwin, and who knows how quick Mike Evans gets back. But then you go look at the opposite side. I mean, Dolphins, shit, because of how many weeks without Tua. Patriots, shit. Jets, shit. Raiders, shit. The Browns, shit. Titans, shit. Jaguars, shit. Like, there's so many more shit teams in the AFC right now. Like, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams in the AFC that we can say have been shit teams this year. Just absolute dog shit. It's crazy that the Dolphins are amongst them and that the Jets are amongst them as well. The Browns, the Raiders, the Jags, the Titans, I don't think anybody is surprised by that. Tucker 1J, who's in the running for the first overall pick? The Titans and the Panthers right now. Titans and the Panthers. Those are the 2 1-win teams in the league right now. Caleb, only 14 points in the Dynasty League's terrible. Yeah, especially in our scoring. That's really bad. Craig, what up? How you feel about the move from Mixon into Kyren? Looking at Houston's playoff schedule. Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, I just don't like making trades like that where I trade a wide receiver, running back for a running back. But, you know, if you did the research on the schedule, you know, trust the process. CB Dizzle is a chubby one washed after the injury. No, I think it's more about the Browns having like three of their starting O linemen from the season, you know, out, and just everything kind of fucked about their line. Winston on my bench, 42. Fuck. Jeff Rand, I think I have a championship roster. JD5, Breeze, HN Cup, Puka, McLaurin, London, McBride. It's pretty solid. CB Dizzle, how do I get about starting a playoff fantasy league? How does it work? You got to be following me. I do it on FanTrax. You're talking about the NFL. But, yeah, I mean, anybody can go try to start it. What I'd recommend, come join the leagues with me. Last year we had like 15 of these things. We're going to have a whole bunch this year as well. $33 and $55 buy-ins. And Chef Rand, JD5, Breeze, A-Chain. All right, I said that. Where's Tua? Where's the Tua report? Oh, man. And PJ, is it all due to Parsons? No, it's not. I mean, Parsons, like, he's good, and he can get after the QB, and that's one thing that they're missing is, like, pass rush. But no, they can't stop the run to save their life. Like, I mean, that's the worst thing about the Cowboys defense. And I've been saying this for multiple years in a row. If you guys have been watching the show for at least a year or two, vouch for me that I've been saying that the worst thing about the Cowboys is their run defense and their lack of a defensive tackle or multiple defensive tackles. Like, that's like the biggest issue that they have had. Because look, no one can hate on their secondary when they're all healthy. Trey Diggs is the man. The way that Bland came through last year, like, he's the man. But like, very little pass rush and like run defense is the worst. Like, they pretty much, they work from backwards, you know, backwards in. Their secondary, that's the best. Linebackers, kind of suspect. You know, they usually have like one that's like, okay. And then, and he's been hurt. Eric Kendrick's been hurt. Overshown's been okay, though. But he's not amazing. He's just like good for fantasy. And then their line is garbage. Like, their line is garbage. Micah Parsons wants to be on their line because he wants to get paid like an edge rusher. But he's like not a traditional edge rusher, man. And seeing B says, you've been saying that. Yeah. Because that's the thing that's been fucking them for years. And like, for years, we've been saying, deploy your running backs against the Cowboys. Also shocking that Dalvin Cook and Zeke aren't tearing shit up. Oh, man. I had to actually pick up Dalvin Cook in one league and start him because Rico went out. And like, there's like legit nobody else for me to pick up. Toyota one lost in league 97 and lost the median, so now 14-2. No more undefeated team, man. I mean, that you made it through 7 weeks. I mean, there was only 15 teams out of 1,704 teams that were undefeated through 7 weeks. I made it 6 weeks. I couldn't make it to the seventh. Dak was out, and like my QB game sucked. Besides Dak, but yeah, it's probably not going to be an undefeated team that wins this. I think the likelihood of that would be so fucking hard. Because I don't think there's going to be any undefeated teams when it's all said and done. The playoff, the bye weeks, it's about to get real right now. Like week 9 through week 14, outside of week 12 or 13, outside of week 13, where there's no byes because I'm pretty sure that's Thanksgiving. Like week, dude, A lot of shakeups about to happen. A lot of shakeups. And Toyota One playoff leagues are legit. Season doesn't end after the regular season is done. Hell yeah. And Giants said Kendrick is also like a 33-year-old. And even though he's a beast, not what he once was. Yeah. No, and he's already been hurt like multiple times this year. So, yeah, not even close to what he once was. Like, he's good for fantasy, but like for reality, like, you know, he's not the same guy from 3-4 years ago. Pretty much it was like not his last year on the Vikings, but like the year before that. And that might have even been the year that he got hurt. One of those years he got hurt, and that kind of like ruined his season, or at least slowed it down tremendously. And injuries are hurting me in those leagues. Yeah. Yeah. Injuries are insane right now. They really are. They really are. All right. Let me finish this bowl. We're going to pack a fresh one, and then we're going to get to and then we're going to get to the week 8 tight ends. And Chef Red, how pitiful are the Jets? Bro, that's what I was just saying, man. Like, Jets are one of the 7 shit teams in the AFC, at least the ones that have been playing like shit. You know, they might not be shit on paper, but that's what they're putting up a whole bunch of dog shit. And Crispy said, got to get those handcuffs in best ball. Yeah, Crispy was doing the right thing, getting the handcuffs where he could. And I don't even think handcuffing your guys, like necessarily, like whoever you have, necessarily like a thing that has to be done. But just getting, you know, those super late dart throw handcuffs. Yeah. I'm curious what kind of, you know, as we start getting more down towards, you know, top teams, we're going to see. Who are some of these diamonds in the rough? Because we know they're there. Darnold's probably got to be one of those diamonds in the rough for most teams. And Giants said, just checking the big games from Najee Okereke and Tracy to stay undefeated in the Back to the Future division. Oh, man. And see, it's almost tough because with best ball, it's not like, you know, you have to do the difference. Okay, this person got 5, this person got 10, this person got 15. You're like, so I need this person to get 15 plus an extra 10. And I need this person to get 10 plus an extra 15. And I need this person to get 5 plus an extra 10 or whatever. And Papa J said, how's the grass over there? We're doing it. It's greener. The grass is definitely greener, my brother. And Toyota One said, first year in best ball, I'm learning now. Next year, I'll be mindful in drafting. Yeah, and it's like, even if we think we know everything, because, you know, I mean, people could have looked at Kidda's team last year and be like, man, Kidda had the best team. It was, like, so dominant, like, all year and everything. And then you look this year, you know, I don't know how his teams are doing specifically. I just know, like, the recaps and shit that are going on. His teams haven't been on any of the recaps, you know. So it's like, anything can happen like any given year. So it's like, that's why you want to just like get a bunch of different teams. You throw a bunch of different strategies. You try to get a bunch of different players, you know, and really it's like the top players. Cause like, you know, the bottom tier players, like the guys who are getting drafted 15th, 16th round, like shit like that. If you're guessing right on those guys, like those are the good, like you want them, you want to have them on every team. Because you never know if you're going to be right or wrong about those guys. Uh-oh, Crispy said, Rocky 3, let's fucking go. You still undefeated over there, Crispy? So I say, I'm down by 30. They all have to be top 12 points. Okay. So, yeah, you do need big games, like real big games. And Chef Rand, Derrick Henry got to be the comeback player of the year. Maybe. I mean, shit, Joe Flacco. What if they finally give Joe Flacco the old, you know, heave-ho over there? I mean, not the heave-ho, but give Richardson the heave-ho. Get Flacco in there. He could be the only guy to play in back-to-back years and be the comeback player of the year. Tried one. Dak got me over the top in the wafers. I was like 1-5. Now three and five. Slowly making a comeback. I mean, that's what it's all about, man. Like, I know a lot of people quit at 1-5, 1-6, and shit like that. You just got to get on a little bit of a tear. Yeah, so you're saying that I have a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah! Chef Rand said BTJ was a diamond. Now he's hurt, though. Yeah, now he's Now he's going to be reverted to a piece of coal. Johnny gave us the update that they said on Sleeper that his timetable is about 2 to 4 weeks. And that sucks, man. That sucks. Clubber Lang, I pity the fool. You're nothing but a stupid fool. All right, let's get real for a second. Who was the best Rocky opponent? We'll just say 1 through 5, okay? Even though RIP to Tommy the Machine Gun in real life. Who was the best Rocky, like who was the best Rocky opponent? I'll wait for you guys to answer before I give my answer. And you could give a why as well if you want the bonus points. Oh, man. Johnny said Drago. Ivan! Man, that juiced up motherfucker. And PJ said, any answer not involving Mr. T is incorrect. Toyota 1 said the Russian. That's 2 votes for the Russian. Chef Rand said Clubber Lang for sure. Crispy said Apollo. Johnny said Hulk Hogan a close second. What was his name? Thunderlips, old Thunderlips himself. Oh yeah. Chef Rand said Clubber Lang had the swag. Like for me, if I'm voting on one person, it's Clubber Lang. Like you think about Rocky literally had to reinvent himself. Literally had to reinvent himself to beat Clubber Lang. And PJ said, wait, no, Tommy Morrison, man, RIP to Tommy the Machine Gun. RIP to Tommy the Machine Gun in real life. Crazy, man. And yeah, Crispy Drago was on steroids. Exactly, man. What if he was just a normal person, he wouldn't have even been like that. And Clubber Lang, like nobody was talking shit like Clubber Lang. Hey boy. And B said he's in on the Russians. That scary looking dude. If he dies, he dies. And I get, he did kill Apollo Creed, man. He did kill Apollo Creed. And Papa J said Creed. I mean, man, Creed in like the Rocky world is one of the most decorated champions ever, right? Like the Muhammad Ali of that world. He's a killer rock. You ain't never gone up against a killer before. BJ Clubber Lang killed Mickey. Come on, people. Man, that one was tough. And Johnny said Drago was the perfect movie villain for that time. I mean, come on, man. For sure he was. And it's kind of crazy, like even just my connection with Rocky. Like my grandpa was, remember when they went back to, they go to like Compton or whatever. Like or at least it looks like Compton to the old boxing gym. Like that was based on my grandpa's boxing gym. And my grandpa is actually the one who taught Sylvester Stallone boxing technique. And I have multiple pictures of like him and Rocky, and it's pretty fucking awesome. And from way back in the 70s, like black and white, like fucking pictures. And like Mickey, I know that there's a little part of Mickey that was based on my grandpa. And that's like fucking super crazy to even like think about. And my grandpa passed away when I was like, I don't know, like 5 years old or something, 4 years old, 3 years old, something like that. So like I only know like a lot of the stories. I only know a lot of the stories, but my grandpa was like hella famous in LA for being a boxer. And they said that they used to go to the Forum in like the 70s and shit. And like just everybody coming up, just showing my grandpa love for just being like hella dope. And like my fucking uncles and shit, they're all just like little fucking shit bags, like just running around being assholes. And like they now get to like tell me these stories of things that they didn't even like realize how insane like they were at the time. And yeah, like it's crazy because like all this is like lore to me, you know, like it's yeah, it's just like insane. Yeah, super fucking cool. And Crispy said, bring your petty little self to my place and I'll show you a real man. Yeah. This man gotta get paid. And PJ said, bro, pour one out for our Mickey and play the drop. Man, where is it at? Where is it at? This one's for me. Oh, this one, yeah. Mix got so many bum drops.
Because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no good loser like you. You bum.
You bum. Savage Jeremy Deontay expected to be traded next week. Where do you think he's headed? So it's probably going to be an AFC team. That's what I could think. Unless somehow the 49ers like make a move. But man, I mean, 49ers seems like they're just a lost cause, like right now. You're not, how are you not even in the top seven, like right now? That's kind of insane. Kind of insane when you think about it. And how crazy is it that every NFC North team is in playoff contention right now? Toker One said, if you got a dollar every time you take a hit, how much money are you making today? Whew. I mean, I mean, we're only an hour and a half in. I'm probably going to get out of here like pretty soon. But I mean, I got to be at like six. I mean, so that'll only be like $6, you know, but we're talking for the season. Woo. Oh, man. And PJ said, I don't know why Jacoby isn't subject line of every wide receiver rumor. He's so underrated. Yeah, it's because like the Raiders just suck. That's really it, man. Savage Ware would help him the most. Wise for fantasy. Fuck, anywhere other than the Panthers. Anywhere other than the fucking Panthers. Any team that would trade for him, it's going to be a tremendous upgrade. Like no matter what, because no team is trading for him right now that is not at least a playoff contention team, you know, like that nobody would be trading for him if like your season's done and your team's shit. Like, why would you trade for him? So yeah, it's going to be because it's a fucking, it's going to be because like, it's a playoff contention team. Maybe they lost a wide receiver. Maybe their wide receiver core isn't that good. Could be a couple reasons. And Giants, that's dope. I love the grandpa stories. Mine was drafted by the Eagles, but broke his back. Oh man, he was cleared by the doctors to play again, but not by Grandma Sarah. Damn, that's crazy. Crazy. Crazy story, man. Damn, drafted by the Eagles and broke his back. And yeah, Grandma Sarah said, you ain't cleared. You're going to live. You're going to live. That's crazy, man. That's awesome. That's a crazy story. That's a crazy story. And yeah, grandpa stories are cool because it's like, yeah, I mean, apparently my grandpa had like, that's where I get my swag. Like the crazy swag is from him. And I didn't even know him like that. And it's just like his gene somehow carried into me, like the swag gene, you know? And like now, you know, I just wear a lot of t-shirts and shit, but they said back then, like he was the guy always dressed in like the fancy ass crazy colored shirts, like purple and like green were like his, some of his favorite shirts to wear. And like, man, I've been trying to be like a peacock in like bright color shit since like, I don't know, I was like 18 or 19 or whatever, maybe even younger. So it's crazy. And, but if everyone paid, oh yeah, you'd be killing it for sure. Yeah. More of those. Yeah. If I had a nickel for every time this happened, that'd be a shitload of nickels. And, PJ, how sick would it be if the Steelers traded for Deontay? That's what I said. That shit made me literally just it coming out of my mouth. Pause. Made me fucking laugh out loud. Like the Steelers are going to go trade for Deontay Johnson. That would be fucking rich. That would be rich for sure. Tucker, I've been up since 7 Central Time and about 27 hits in. Let's go. Let's go. And Johnny said, I got my sense of humor and patience from humor and patience with people from that grandpa. Definitely skipped a generation. I don't know. Man, I wish that generation was the two generations above. I wish they were a little bit smarter to like not put everything in the hands of the generation above us, because I feel like the generation above us, they all did very bad. They all did very bad in life. And so now it's like the buck stops here with those guys. And, you know, there's no, they didn't know about generational wealth. They didn't know that that wasn't going to be a thing. They just thought everybody was going to be rich. And that was like so far from what actually happened. And Fletcher Cox, I trade Allen and Chase Brown for Baker and Rashad White for the long-term playoff schedule. Yeah, I mean, I don't really like making trades like that necessarily, but if you made it specifically for the playoff schedule, I mean, props. Props. Woo! All right. I think it's about time. I think it's about time. Get up out of here. Make sure that you guys, Chris, we sound old enough to be some of your guys' grandpas. I mean, not most of us. Not most of us. Crispy's definitely old enough to be my dad. But even my dad, see, like, even that, like, I'm pretty sure my dad's definitely older than Crispy. He's 30 years older than me. Crispy's isn't 30 years older than me. But yeah, I'm sure some of the people in the chat, Crispy, shit. I mean, some of the, yeah, Grandpa for sure. Grandpa Crispy. All right. 420crew.com. Go join on Patreon. You could join for free. Go do that. You could join as a paid member. I'd recommend doing that and just get access to more stuff. 420crewmerch.com. Go grab a t-shirt or two or three or four. They're only $20 each. I made sure to make them an affordable price. I'm only making a couple bucks per t-shirt, and I paid a shitload for these designs. So help me pay off the designs, guys. I mean, I've already literally paid it off, but you know what I mean. Help me pay for the designs. And fantasyfootballhustler.com. You get there, and then you can go follow me everywhere. Tucker1J, no generational wealth in my family either. Them motherfuckers are stingy as fuck. Yeah, and it's really weird, too, because I, like, even in my family specifically, the one who has the son who's actually rich, because he's like a doctor and shit, actually rich, found out she's one of the shadiest ones out of all of them. It's crazy how all this works. And yeah, that's another story for another show, though. And all right, we'll see you guys a little bit later. We got Monday Night Football coming back today. I should be back for that, and we'll see you guys there. Peace out, everybody.
Defense, on me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
And here comes the boom! 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 Here comes the boom! And here comes the y'all don't really want it now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.